This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, they just take lessons.
You're just despicable.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And, you know, really, you got to pay attention. And I don't mean just to me. You got to pay attention to what's going on around you. You have to pay attention to, you know, if you've been listening, I don't know who's writing his speeches anymore. Somebody new, obviously, but Trump has been giving some great speeches over the last couple of days. He's dealing with things, he's dealing with the issues at hand, and he's giving it detail, not real detail, and I get it. I get what he's saying, because in running for office, and no, I've never run for president, but in running for office, the two things they do with you. One is they steal your thunder once you put it out there a couple of times. You know, they tweak on what you're saying. Number two, in his situation, if he puts it all out there, all they're going to do is ridicule everything he says. They're going to twist it and make it look like he doesn't know what he's doing. But you know what? He doesn't have to know what he's doing. The guy in there now doesn't. So it's obvious you could become president and not have a clue. The difference is this. That a Donald Trump will go ahead and he'll appoint people who actually know what they're doing. They're not just friends. They're not money bundlers. They don't run in the same tribe as he does. And no, I'm not talking about his color. Get over yourself. It's a whole different animal. So I think, again, I keep saying this. Mark my words. If Trump would lay out, all right, if he would lay out his team, who he would put up for, who he would nominate as the, you know, as the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, all those positions, if he lays them out now, I think he clinches the thing. I think there's no question. Now, as I said earlier, the Mexican Constitution, so I don't even know where I came across this, but in the Mexican Constitution, maybe we should follow their immigration laws and policies, because they're always on our case about not being loving enough, and we don't care, we're cold, we're racist, we're this, we're that, and the other thing, right? They won't even cater to their own kind. So for those of you who may miss it the first time, I'm going to finish. I didn't think it was going to take me this long. But apparently it will. So Mexico will only, and I mean only, they'll only welcome foreigners who are useful to Mexican society. We seem to want to welcome foreigners that not only that might be useful to us, but know how to fill out a welfare form. Seems to be, you know, that's the prerequisite to getting into the country. You have to know about welfare, you have to know about aid, and you have to know how to fill out the forms. Then you can get into the country. It's not a problem. Apparently. And, oh, don't show up for court. That seems to be acceptable, too. Because, you know, when you come over illegally, they give you this form since you have to appear at court. You can stay in the country until you get to court. They think that means throw away the piece of paper, you never have to go to court, and you can stay in the country anyway. Now, according to the Mexican, and I'm sorry for some of you who've already been through this, but it's only been a couple of paragraphs. But according to the Mexican immigration law, foreigners are admitted into Mexico according to their possibilities of contributing to the national progress. So you have to have something to offer. Oh, my God, I can't imagine. Immigration officials must ensure that immigrants will be useful elements for the country, that they have the necessary funds for their sustenance and for their dependents. So they have to be able, they have to be able to contribute to society more than knowing how to pee on the sidewalks. Okay? And then they have to be able to sustain themselves by having the necessary funds. That doesn't mean you say, yes, I'm going to get a job when I get there, so I'll take care of myself. You have to have the money to show that you're able to sustain yourself. Now, foreigners may be barred from the country if the presence upsets the equilibrium of the national demographics, which would mean we wouldn't allow Hispanics in this country anymore because the demographics have swayed so deeply in some areas their way. So why would we listen to what Mexico has to say? Why do we care what they have to say? Right? And they could be thrown out when they're not, if we find out that they weren't good citizens in their own country. In other words, if they were lawbreakers. Right? They could also be thrown out if they've broken any Mexican laws. And then check this out. I don't know why the libs aren't running crazy with this. If they are found not to be physically or mentally healthy. So if you go to Mexico and you want to live there, you want to become a citizen, and everything is perfect. You got the money, you get everything else you need, but you got a physical defect. Oh, you're a little off with your meds, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can't stay. They'll send you home. How cold and cruel is that? The Secretary of Governance may suspend or prohibit the admission of foreigners when he determines it to be in the national interest. I'm surprised they haven't gone through and scrubbed, get all the gender references out of there. Oh, they don't do that in Mexico, do they? Okay, never mind. Now, I like this one. Mexican authorities must keep track of every single person in the country. That means, they know where you are. They're tracking you. They have the legal right to track you. Federal, local, municipal police must cooperate with federal immigration. There's a novelty. Not here, anyway. Here it's, what do they call that? Voluntary. And they verify each individual's identity. Now, that's in their constitution. You have to verify, they have to be able to verify who you are to be able to stay. A national catalog of foreigners tracks foreign tourists and immigrants and assigns each individual a unique tracking number. You don't have your number? Until you get sent back, yeah. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
Music is a world within itself. With a language. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you aboard with me. You're lucky I don't turn the camera on you. Too late. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. I love it when you guys are either in the chat room, sending me emails during the show, that kind of thing. And I mean, I don't always agree with you, but at least, hey, at least we can have a good time with it, and we can agree not to agree. Right? We can do that. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, as I said. We're counting down the hits. No, we're counting down. You know, the Mexican government has been on the case here, has been on our case for years, that we don't let more Mexicans, we don't make legal, we don't open up the border, we're not compassionate, we don't care about them. Well, isn't it hypocritical of them to have a constitution that they... almost violently enforce, and yet this, and we want to do a third of what they do, and we're the bad guys, and our president takes it. He takes it, he believes it, he swallows it, whatever you want to say. Right? So we'll get back on it because there's a couple things here. I just love this. So the Mexican authorities want to keep track of every single person in the country. Can you imagine what would happen if we said that here? And you have to have a number, which is like your Social Security number, right? You have to have a, although they call it a tracking number, it's Article 91 of their Constitution. And I think we did we put the link to their, did we put a link to their Constitution on Facebook, right?
Yeah,
it's on Facebook. All right. And Twitter, yeah. Let's see. Foreigners with fake papers or who went to the country under false pretense may be imprisoned. Wow. That's pretty harsh, don't you think? Considering they keep telling us we shouldn't put their people in jail who have fake papers, who come over here falsely, who come over here illegally. Right? Foreigners who sign governmental documents with a signature that is false or different from that which he normally uses are also subject to fine and imprisonment. That would mean we'd probably have to put close to 11 million of the 20 million that we have here in jail, wouldn't we? Almost immediately. Again, I'm only suggesting we follow the Mexican Constitution. Foreigners who fail to obey a deportation order are to be punished. Now, not maybe, are to be punished. That means they will be punished. Foreigners who are deported from Mexico and attempt to re-enter
will be shot on sight.
That must be an anomaly. Nobody ever wants to go back once they're deported, right? If they try to attempt to re-enter without authorization, they can be imprisoned for up to 10 years. Not 10 months, not 10 weeks, 10 years. So those guys that were interviewed on TV a while back, I can't even tell you what station it was. And they were talking about, you know what? It had to be Fox because it was Sean Hannity. And some of those people had come back over 10 times, 8 times, 12 times. And we were still letting them go. Anyway, foreigners who violate the terms of their visa may be sentenced to up to 6 years in prison. Foreigners who misrepresent the terms of their visa while in Mexico can also be imprisoned for up to 6 years, such as working without a permit. They can also be imprisoned. So if you're in their country in any way, shape, manner, or form, breaking the law in any way, shape, manner, or form, you know, working there without their permission, you can go to jail for up to 10 years. Here, right? We slap the person who hired you on the wrist, and then we give you unemployment.
And welfare.
And welfare. Yes, you're right. Under Mexican law, legal immigration is a felony. You there? A penalty of up to 2 years in prison and a fine of 305,000 pesos. I think that's $1.83, right? Somewhere around there. will be imposed on the foreigner who enters the country illegally. Foreigners with legal immigration problems may be deported from Mexico instead of being imprisoned. Foreigners who attempt against national sovereignty or security will be deported. I love this stuff. Let me see what else is there. Oh, I like this one, too. Because you know what's happening here all over the place. Oh, we're different. We're United States. We have a different look at things. Non-citizens are forbidden to participate in demonstrations or express opinions in public about domestic politics. Wow. Man, they would have sent me back 103 times already. Only citizens of the Republic may do so and take part in political affairs of the country. Article 33 is unambiguous. Foreigners may not in any way participate in the political affairs of this country. Period. Right? And if foreigners wish to have certain property rights, they must renounce the protection of their own government or risk confiscation. Foreigners are forbidden to own land in Mexico within 100 kilometers of land borders or within 100 kilometers of the coast. 50, I'm sorry. So you can't own any property near the borders. Now, I can almost see that because then you would mix your American property with your Mexican property and really have some space there. Right? Or you can't own any land near the water. You can't hold it in a national's name, though. I mean, I know people who do that. They have property in the name of a Mexican national with a lease and a so-called sale agreement sale. So only Mexicans by birth or naturalization and Mexican companies have the right to acquire ownership of land, waters, and their appurtenances, or to obtain concessions for the exploitation of mines or of waters. State may grant the same right to foreigners, provided they agree before the Ministry of Foreign Relations to consider themselves as nationals in respect to such property, and bind themselves not to invoke the protection of their governments and matters relating thereto. So you can't seek American rights or American benefits while you're there in Mexico, or as it pertains to property that you own in Mexico. But then it goes standard. No circumstances can you acquire or directly own land or waters. The Mexican Constitution denies equal employment rights to immigrants. It guarantees that immigrants will never be treated as real Mexican citizens, even if they're legally naturalized. Wow. Hey, I'm not going to read them all, but this is pretty good stuff. We should do what they do. I can't believe I said that. We should do what they do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson baby powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. Hey, you can send me an email. Not you can also, you can just send me an email if you want to. To joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the, again, I know some of you don't want to call in, and I know you even say you don't really want to send me an email, but you got something to say. If you got something to say, say it, or hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can get involved in it in a live chat room with people that are much smarter than I am. Really, seriously, it's a true statement. Anyhow, let's get back on this thing. I've been talking about the Mexican Constitution. I'm thinking we should adopt their immigration policies. My irritant here is more so that they continually let us know, they continually outspoken about how nasty we are to their people, how we should be more compassionate to their people. Right? I mean, you all hear it. But apparently it's do as I say and not as I do with the Mexicans, or the Mexican government anyway. Like I said, it was running down the list that the Mexican Constitution denies equal employment rights to immigrants, even legal ones. You have no equal employment rights if you're not a naturally born Mexican. It also says that they guarantee that immigrants will never, ever, 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 ever be treated as real Mexicans, unlike here in America. Even if they're legally naturalized, even if they go through everything they need to go through, and they pass the test and they become a Mexican citizen, why would you do that? You get no special treatment. You'd be better off becoming a citizen of Romania or something. So it goes on to say, in order to belong to the National Navy or the Air Force, and to discharge any office or commission, it is required to be a Mexican by birth. Wow. So you can't even get naturalized by serving in the armed services, fighting for their country. The same status is indispensable for captains, pilots, masters, engineers, mechanics, and in general for all personnel of the crew of any vessel or airship. Wow. It is also necessary for to be a Mexican by birth to discharge the position of captain of the port of all services. So to be at a seaport or an airport, guess what? Can't run it unless you're an actual Mexican born on Mexican soil. An immigrant who becomes a natural Mexican citizen can be stripped of his Mexican citizenship if he lives in the country of his origin for 5 or more years. Foreign-born Mexican naturalized Mexican citizens may not become federal lawmakers, cabinet secretaries, or Supreme Court justices. Wow, so we... all the freedoms that we have, all the freedoms that we allow, is still not good enough for these people, even though they don't have two-thirds of the freedoms that we have. The president of Mexico must be a Mexican citizen by birth, and his parents must also be Mexican-born citizens. This gives secondary status to Mexican-born citizens born of immigrants. So you're two generations removed in order for you to hold office there. The Mexican Constitution also singles out undesirable aliens. Article 11 guarantees federal protection against undesirable alien residents in the country. The Mexican Constitution provides the right of private individuals to make citizen arrests in cases of a flagrant delicto. Any person may arrest the offender and his accomplices, turning them over without delay to the nearest authorities. Therefore, the Mexican Constitution appears to grant Mexican citizens the right to arrest illegal aliens and hand them over to police. I like that. No, really, we should get some of those, they use them for handcuffs. Wire ties. I got some in the other room, yeah. Yeah. And you never have to worry about losing the key with those. I like this. So the Mexican Constitution states that foreigners may be expelled for any reason without due process. Wouldn't that be great? Hey, you. Yeah, I don't like the way you're sweeping the street. Get out of here. Wouldn't that be great? I like it. Anyway, I guess what I'm getting at here. Don't you love this stuff where people, you keep telling us from other countries what we have to do, how compassionate we have to be, how we should be doing things, and they don't do it themselves. Now, I don't know about you, but where I come from, that's called being a hypocrite. Right? And we're going to post the site, but that site hasn't been updated in years. But even so, again, it just shows you the hypocrisy of those who would tell us what to do and how to do, and they don't do it themselves. Even like our own president, right? Our American president. All right, let's see. What else have we got going on here? Governor Jerry Brown signs the bulk. Oh, yeah, this is crazy. California just became one of the states where guns may no longer be able to be manufactured here by the time we get done. And so Jerry Brown, our illustrious governor of the state of California, he signed 6 gun control bills into law, and I think he vetoed 5 of them. Now, so think about that. So there were 11 bills that came out. The loons. The loons are at it in force up there. Now, the governor vetoed, 5 other measures, including an expansion of the use of restraining orders to take guns away from people deemed to be dangerous. So he actually, everybody was giving him credit today as I was reading these little bits and pieces, and they said, give him credit. Here he is. Somebody hasn't been, they've been deemed as a little off, but, they really haven't been checked, and we don't really know whether they're dangerous or not. Well, here's the deal. It's not totally true. You see, the bill he vetoed was an expansion of a bill that he approved in January. They just wanted to make it harder for a person to get the gun back afterward. He said, look, we haven't given it enough time to move through the system yet. So he wants the original bill to be around a little while longer before he goes ahead and signs a new one into effect. He went on to say, my goal in signing these bills is to enhance public safety by tightening our existing laws in a responsibility and focused manner. Yeah, right. He wants to take guns away from people. He wants to protect the rights of a law-abiding gun owner, but how do you figure? Right, the bills that he signed, one requires an ID and a background check to purchase ammunition and to create a new state database of ammunition owners. Another way, think about that. Another way to track you. Another way to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing or what they believe you're supposed to be doing. Right? Now, and what I love about this, too, is he's enacted these bills so that we can divert some of the issues like that happened in San Bernardino where 14 people were killed and none of these really would have helped. Ban possession of ammunition magazines that hold more than 10 bullets. All right, so now I have to have, what, 30 ammunition magazines with 10 bullets in them each? Because, you know, it's so hard to switch out a magazine, and even that he's trying to change. Restrict the loaning of guns without background checks to close family members. I go to the range with my son, who's 14 years old. Right, we're sitting there shooting, and I hand him the gun and say, here, shoot at that target. I go to jail, and so can he. Just amazing. Let me see. Bills the governor vetoed. One would have clarified that the theft of a firearm is grand theft and is punishable as a felony. Well, we don't want to do that. We don't want to deter anybody from stealing someone else's gun. Require those who make guns at home to register them with the state and get a serial number. Yeah, I tell them. It's the first one I made, so I guess it's number one. Gotta track that puppy. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, NovemberNovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
And I can yell all I want, you won't hear me. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, talking about the gun laws, the gun bills, the gun laws that the governor of California signed into being today. The, oh boy, you get pretty hard in the chat room, and you'll find that where? At therealside.com. All right, so one of the laws that he didn't sign, that he vetoed, would be banning... No, wait a minute. Wrong one. See, stop switching screens on me here. Yeah, that works. All right. So it would require those who make guns at home to register them with the state and get the serial number so the weapons can be tracked. And really, most people who make guns at home... I mean, why not allow them to make five guns with no numbers? You know, the idea of making guns at home, most of those craftsmen, if you would, or most of those people, they're not looking to make a gun at home to go out and wipe out people so that they can't be tracked. How about you take the drugs, the drug gangs off, the violent gangs, the protection gangs? Why don't you get them off the street? You'd watch this violence take a nosedive. But that can't, you know, that can't be right. Can't possibly be. And the biggest reason it can't possibly be is because they have to be right all the time. They can never be wrong. Sound familiar? That's the part that just drives me nuts. If we're going to be honest about this, let's throw some real numbers out there, okay? So let's say there were I don't know if this is last year. This has got to be the year before last year. The 32,000, that's the CDC numbers. This is the organization that the president tags to follow this stuff, to track this stuff, to make sure that that he's got the numbers he needs to make decisions from. There were 32,000 gun deaths, 60,000 are suicide. Okay, that takes almost 20 away from the table. 3,000 are accidents, that takes another 1,000. 4,000 are justified. That means where somebody is protecting themselves or stopping a crime from being committed. 4%. 33,000 are homicides. Right? 60% of the homicides are gang-related. What did I just say? Right? 60% of them, of the homicides committed, are gang-related. That means that 8,500... of these homicides are done by gangs. You think gangs are going to fall in line when you tell them to turn in their guns? That leaves 1,700 people in a country with a population of 312 million. Well, actually, it's close to 350 million. Right? You have, you ready for this? I know we've got an engineer type that listens, always sending me stuff about exactness. So here's your exactness. You have a 0.0001025610256% chance of death by a firearm. And now, if you're not part of a gang, and you're not involved in criminal activity or planning on committing suicide, your chances of being killed by a gun go down so much. 0000085 6410 2564. Guns aren't the problem. You idiots who think it's only guns. It's not. Guns are not the problem. Your elected officials are lying to you. They're telling you something that just flat out is factually incorrect. Not that they care. Actually, at this point, I'm not even sure you care anymore. You know, but is it a feel good? I would love to know. I wish I, you know, it's so hard to get, it is so hard to get, Dems on here to talk about guns. Most everything else, but not guns. And it's always amazing to me. Because this is the thing that you say is so important. Anyway, the, oh, here's another one. Somebody sent me this. I don't know if this is really, yeah, I don't think I want to talk about it. I don't know what the circumstances are around it. Apparently, there was a an assemblyman who has been issued a restraining order by a judge for domestic violence. I'm not telling you who it is. All right? Just leave it alone. But it's just, it is just kind of funny that, it's, you know, they're the ones screaming about taking care of this stuff. They're the ones that are always screaming about what we need to do to make society safer. And they're the ones always going to jail for gun running and such. Just amazing. Anyway, let's see. What else have I got? What other fun stuff I got coming up on the... this is the one I told my wife I really didn't want to do. But I'm only going to do it because... Let's see... You know they tell you to sing to your kids? Yeah, you know when they're in the womb? You talk to them, you sing to them. Oh, I was hoping she wasn't going to hear this one, but hey, she's in the room now. She's going to hear it. The, they call it the baby pod. And it's an intravaginal speaker that delivers music to your fetus, because apparently strapping something onto your belly, which they used to do in the old days. Tammy looks horrified. Strapping something onto your belly, you know, to get the music to go through it, is bad. Right? I mean, if you're going to play something like Aerosmith, you want to make sure you're up close and personal, don't you? And it plugs right into your iPhone. Ah. The, all right, I'm going to stop, I promise. But those of you who have a special pregnant woman in your life, this new gadget on the market, I mean, where do you find these things? If somebody sent me this. Where do you find these things? I mean, like, who goes, like, gee, I'd like to find a unique way of getting music to my baby.
Can you imagine pitching this to Shark Tank?
Oh. I guess so. Yeah, can you imagine pitching this to Shark Tank? She says. Those of you who, yeah, here's how it works. You'd have to do an ultrasound, too, to show that that it actually had an effect on the baby, I think. Boy, what a mess that would be all over the place. Now, marrying the worlds of music and motherhood is a baby pod. It's a small speaker that goes inside a woman's vagina, and technology is really... Oh, no, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, the baby pod, due to its placement, claims to deliver an unparalleled crispness of sound in the baby's womb, because most babies are very discriminating when it comes to making sure sound is pure and right on key. The uterus is a place of protection from the exterior. And it's that mother's and it's in the mother's body that carries out this protection role. We should send this over to Planned Parenthood. They don't get this concept. So it's the mother's body that carries out this protecting role through multiple layers of soft tissue. The device's official website explains these attenuate the intensity of attenuate the intensity of the sound and distort it. In the journey to the uterus, it's similar to what happens when you hear a conversation in the next in the apartment next door through the wall. Why would I want to do that? I'm not that nosy. So anyway, apparently this is supposed to make it crisp because you know again babies are very they should get the best of the best. I knew you wouldn't be able to contain yourself long. I knew this wouldn't be long before you decided you needed to be involved in this. I'm listening.
This is the stupidest thing I have ever heard. Who thinks this is a good idea for a baby? They're developing. All of their little body parts are developing, including their eardrums. Don't you think maybe God knew what he was doing when he thought he probably ought to buffer them from all the sound?
Oh, you can't bring God into the decision.
Yes, I can. This is a God-safe zone. We're totally fine with God.
Okay. But don't you want to get good music? You know, they say music is good for them. It helps them grow. It helps them...
Yeah, from the outside. Let them hear it through the belly, just like every other sound that they're hearing. I'd like them to be able to hear when they actually come out and not have... You know, hearing damage.
So you think Aerosmith at like an 8 volume level would not be good here?
I think it anything. I don't care what the sound is. I don't care if it's Mozart or Beethoven or whatever. It doesn't matter what it
That's
is.
Hilarious.
I think if it's not going through all that nice amniotic fluid, it's going to be dangerous for the baby.
I just can you imagine? I'll be right out. I've got to insert the baby's music lesson.
And don't even get me started about how you're going to clean that thing.
I'm not.
Seriously.
I got to shut you off now. We're going to break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you want to be involved, it's 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, you got to get involved in the conversation. Seriously. We'll be back in a minute. A lot more coming up. A lot more crazy stuff coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.